Blog Talk Radio.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and
everybody to Journey into the Light. We're glad that you are here. I'm your host, Michael Long, and this episode is hosted by Chris Fabish, the owner of Truly Holistic. And Chris takes us on a holistic adventure every Thursday here at this time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, if you're here in the States. And it's amazing everything that Chris covers. So I'm just going to go ahead and bring Chris on and turn it over to Chris. All right. Welcome, Chris. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, hi, Michael. Thanks. It's great to be back. In this show today, I'm going to be talking about toxicity and deficiency. So it's going to kind of follow on from the previous show where we talked about the four matters, states of matter, that the human body essentially needs. And at Truly Holistic, I look at everything holistically. I am an energy practitioner working in quantum energy, but we've got to remember that when we're working and delving into people's energy bodies, it's essentially housed within a physical body, and we need to be working on our energy bodies as well as our physical body. So I'm just going to touch a bit about this topic, that toxicity and deficiency is essentially what creates aging with the physical body. Of course, you know, as time goes along, there's a replication of our cells happening all the time. It doesn't matter whereabouts it's happening within the body, to make more skin cells, heart cells, blood cells, and so on. And as we replicate more cells, our telomeres shrink. And what telomeres are is, let's look at this analogy, the shoelaces. You know how these, those little caps on the end of the shoelaces? Now, telomeres are the caps on your chromosomes, just like the shoelaces. And what happens is that length reduces as more replication of cells occur. And that's what essentially mainstream science, I believe that's the best theory on regards to or ways of measuring our aging processes through our telomere length. So obviously, if we're doing things wrong in our life and we're eating the wrong things and going by consuming the wrong things and not enough of the good things, obviously our replication of ourselves are going to speed up it more. So therefore, aging will happen faster. So what I do here at Truly Holistic is that if somebody comes to me and they've got a physical complaint, a lot of the time I do recommend people doing three sessions with me, booking three sessions straight up and a week apart, because quite often we have to go through layers of healing. It's like unpeeling an onion. And quite a lot of the times the roadblocks are in place for me to find out exactly the core of that person's problem is these energy problems, watch negative energy such as entities and extraterrestrial influences. And they are there to try and hide and stop people like me, energy workers, finding the real core of your problem. And quite often we have to remove all the layers of these entities that have been attachments for a number of years, which have caused low vibration of energy in a certain area of the body where your health complaint is. And all of a sudden, once we get rid of all the veils, then all of a sudden that physical problem will pop its ugly head up, essentially. And that could be cysts, that could be cancer, that could be a parasite or virus or a bacterial infection that's been chronically happening for a very long time. And that when it comes to infections like bacterial and viral infections, the things that we get, you know, like colds and flus where we get all the symptoms of a runny nose and so on, a lot of the times I'm not too concerned with those because the symptoms of that condition are there for a reason, because your body's trying to remove that pathogen out of the body by producing mucus to push it out of the body. So that immune system's actually onto it. They're working at it to get rid of that problem. But when people have had chronic health problems for a long time, they've usually got a virus or bacteria that's been there for a very long time, and your body is not giving off those symptoms because your immune system's not finding it, or your immune system's not working effectively to remove it, and they can be causing a very chronic problem. So all of a sudden, or a polyp, and if you've got a nervous system problem, there might be a polyp or a cyst somewhere within the brain or within your nervous system that's causing issues. So that's essentially why I really recommend doing three sessions. Well, a session is an hour per session, and we go for all these energy changes to find out what's causing your health problem. So let's move on in regards to toxicity and deficiency. Now, what I mean by toxicity is essentially breathing, consuming the wrong things, okay? And of course, there's toxicity that we can't avoid, like our pollution that we have in our air supply and so on. It's pretty hard to escape from that. But there's a lot of things that we're doing in daily life that we have a choice on what we're doing, and you know, sometimes when we make the wrong choice, then obviously we're consuming things that are not the right things for us and can build up and accumulate in our body and cause health problems. And then deficiency is not consuming enough of the right things. And of course, we need to know the knowledge and the wisdom to know what's right and what's wrong. And there's a lot of things happening out there that is misguiding people because of business and greed, and which are, again, negative or low vibrational energy. So let's look at a few things that we are in contact and we're consuming on a daily, all the time, you know, that's causing toxicity. And the main source of toxicity, I feel, is in our food supply. And I think that's the main pollutant in regards to toxicity is the food supply. You know, conventional produce that we buy in our supermarkets and so on, laden with pesticides and herbicides. And they're kind of an invisible toxin because we go to our supermarket, we get programmed to think that whatever looks the shiniest, it looks healthy, so therefore if I consume that, it's going to be healthy. But a lot of the time, it's just got no blemishes on it. Let's take, for example, an apple, and it's got no holes, no blemishes on it. And there's no blemishes on it because obviously it hasn't been attacked by insects and so on. And that's because it's been sprayed on with pesticides and herbicides to stop those things attacking it. And the problem is that when we consume the apple, then we take that on ourselves. We take on that toxicity load as well. And if we're doing that on a daily on a daily aspect of our life, after several decades, it becomes a problem. You know, and a lot of people say, well, you know, it must be safe. You know, they're allowing people to spray their food. And now it may be safe for that day, but if you're consuming that food over a daily and weekly and monthly and for decades, then it causes a health problem because those substances, the body sees that as a poison. And it sees it as a poison because the body can't break it down and it can't excrete it out of the body very well. Because remember, from the last video that we had, our body is a filter. And if we plug this filter up, then all of a sudden we have problems because the body needs flow. Health problems occur when it's obstructed and blocked. And if we're consuming substances that the body doesn't know how to break down, then all of a sudden we accumulate. And when we accumulate toxicity, then we age faster. So other things in our food supply are these additives within our processed foods. I'm pretty sure everyone knows that processed foods aren't good for us. But, you know, there's a lot of marketing out there. And, you know, our young kids get programmed to want, you know, these processed foods because of the taste sensation it gives. And, you know, such as these flavor enhancers they put in the food, which are essentially come from a compound called monosodium glutamate, which is MSG. And the food industry knows about people are starting to learn about MSG. So what they've done is they've changed what's on the label. They've put MSG under labels such as yeast extract and other names, you know, like flavor enhancer from 621 up to about 640. And they've also put it under other labels, which if you Google, you'll find out. Hydrolyzed vegetable protein and so on like this. These certain names that we look at and we don't really know what that means, but we just go ahead and think, okay, that must be safe. It's not MSG. It's not written. It's not being written as MSG. But it's a lie because the food industry gets away with it. Those particular ingredients may not have be made fully 100% out of MSG, but a component of it does have MSG in it. So because they know that the processed foods, with the way they process the foods, it removes a lot of the flavor from the food. So they have to add it back in with using a chemical. So we're consuming chemicals on a daily aspect of what eating this food. And again, it may be safe on that day, depending on how sensitive you are to that particular chemical. Some people react to it severely. For example, myself, and you know, I know straight away when I've eaten a food that had MSG in it or one of these ingredients in it. So, and that causes migraines and headaches and all these health problems, fatigue and lethargy and all these sorts of things. And, you know, people aren't understanding that putting one and one together, maybe thinking, hey, it's something that I'm eating on a daily, all the time, that's causing these migraines, causing these headaches, making them feel very unwell. Also, preservatives and colors and artificial colors and artificial flavors and all these sorts of things. We need to be more conscious and aware that these substances are not suitable for the human body, and they accumulate in the human body and cause obstruction and blockage, which obviously causes health problems to occur. Also, genetically modified organisms, and this is becoming a big thing within the food industry now. But a lot of countries are banning it and turning their back against it, which is a great phenomenon happening within the food industry. But, you know, it's still being pushed upon us within the food industry, and we need to be aware of that and not the consumer, because these are things that have been genetically manipulated with. And what is cancer? Cancer is a mutation of cell growth, now, which causes issues with mutation within genetic material, our DNA. So we don't want to be consuming substances that are not natural, that haven't been created in Mother Nature, that have been genetically changed in a lab, thinking that we are God and we can do the same thing. We aren't God. And, you know, it's very unsafe to be consuming substances where the genetic material has been changed. Also, our food's being grown in soil that's deficient in trace minerals and essentially has been fertilized by three minerals, NPK. Okay, so that's nitrogen, phosphorus and potassium. Now that may grow a food, but it's not going to make that food vital, and hence you eating that food, it's not going to make you vital. Okay, we need to be consuming all these minerals to keep vital, because if we consume all these trace minerals and all the minerals that the body needs to sustain itself, then that telomere shortening will slow up. Okay, and the aging process will slow up, so therefore we can live for longer and be more vital for longer. Because the thing is, at the moment, our body is, people are still living to 70 or 80 years of age in this world of toxicity, which just amazes me, the ability of what the human body can do. Now, let's think about the ability the human body can do if we do all the right things and we remove all the wrong things. You know, instead of that 20 or 30 years of life, we're in pain and suffering and we're becoming incontinent, we're losing our mind, Well, what about having those last 20 or 30 years of a life and more still running around with your grandchildren? You know, still being vital, still being able to contribute to society, still to be doing the things that you've always wanted to do, and you felt like you ran out of time in your life to be not being able to do it. Now, that's food, and that's a big component. And the big question is, you know, a lot of people say, but organic food, it's so expensive. Now, the question we should be asking is, why is the conventional stuff so cheap? And it's cheap because a lot of it's not even real food. And we need to really analyze on that perspective of it instead of thinking organic food's expensive. Now, if more people start eating more organic food and free-range type of animal produce, then all of a sudden the prices will come down. But let's move on to the next form of toxicity is our water supply. And, you know, we have in a lot of places now they're removing fluoride from the water, which is a great thing. And fluoride is a substance that we don't need. And it's really a hidden agenda to control the minds of people, because where the fluoride is within the human body is our pineal gland. And our pineal gland is the center of spirituality, okay, and consciousness. So they use that. Hitler used that in you know, the prisoners of war and the camps that they had for the Jews and stuff to be able to control them a lot easier by putting fluoride in their water supply. So I do this regularly when people come and see me here at Truly Holistic, and they want to increase their spirituality. They want to find the reason what in their life's path, essentially, their purpose in life. And I go into their pineal gland, and I find always their pineal gland is being it's got excess fluoride in it. It's been calcified. So what I do is I decalcify the pineal gland, remove all the fluoride out. All of a sudden, they find it easier with their meditation and so on. So also, the biggest accumulator of what is in our water supply is used toilet tissue, okay? Now, they try and remove a lot of the stuff out of our water supply, but there's used toilet tissue, fiber in there that we can't see visually, but it's there. Also, a lot of the medications, like people that have had chemo, and all of a sudden they go to the toilet and so on. And these particular compounds or chemicals and radiation leaves a memory or an imprint into our water supply if we're just drinking regular water supply. And because water holds on to information, real water does. Water is the universal solvent in the universe everywhere. And also, we've got to be aware of hard water, because it's got limestone in it and non-ionic minerals in it, which accumulate in our body as well. As you see, elderly people, they're getting rigid and they're getting hard. Their bones are getting hard. Their skin's getting hard. Everything's getting hard. All of a sudden, their spine, they're bending forward. Now, that's all calcification, arthritis calcification. This is a calcium problem, because we're not getting enough of the silica and the magnesium, which balance calcium to make sure calcium stays within the bones and it doesn't go into our tissues, into our organs, you know, and into our skin and all these other things. So we need to be aware of that. Obviously, the key to getting the right water supply is going and getting spring water from nature. That's raw living water, which holds all this valid information, because it's information. That's where the word information comes from. And it's very low in TDS, which means total dissolved solids, which are solids that are not ionic. So therefore, we don't absorb it straight into our bloodstream. It can get lodged within our body and we can't digest it. We can't break it down. It causes obstruction into our body. Other forms of toxicity is petroleum. And a lot of our skin products and beauty products, you know, like putting gels in our hair, all come from petroleum industry. And a lot of the chemicals that are laden in those products come from the petroleum industry. So we need to be aware of that. We need to investigate all the conditions, especially women. You know, women get hit hard in regards to these, because of these beauty products. You know, they're being told they need to be putting all this stuff on, like the celebrities, to make themselves feel good and feel beautiful. Also plastics, everything's plastic these days. You know, drinking water out of a plastic bottle, then we're accumulating plastics in our body. Now, plastics, as we can see externally, we go to the beach, plastics don't degrade. And so what's it doing in our body? It's not going to degrade in our body as well. Our body's not going to be able to break it down. It's going to accumulate in our body, okay? And it's going to cause all these health conditions as well, such as breast cancer and all these cancers and all these degenerative diseases, because, again, it's obstructing and blocking the body. It's not allowing the body to flow. Also, chemtrails in our air supply. Now, chemtrails... we've been told that's been put there to help with preventing radiation from the sun because of our ozone's not the way it used to be. But the thing is that I'm having to clear up people of chemtrail viruses, chemtrail bacteria all the time. So I think there's a hidden agenda in regards to why they're putting all these chemicals in our air supply and in our ozone, in our atmosphere. Another big one is radiation, okay? And this is radiation from our phones, from cell phone towers, from Wi-Fi, all these things that we've been told that, you know, that is safe for us. It's not safe for us because it's a build-up of positive ionization within the body. And I talked a bit about this in our last video in regards to positive ionization is a bad type of ionization, and the negative ionization is the one that we want, which we get from going barefoot on the earth and accumulating from the surface of the earth, because we've got those nerve endings on the bottoms of our feet, which absorb it, which are anti-inflammatory, while this pool of positive ionization is causing a chronic inflammation within the body, which all health problems initiate from chronic inflammation. Another one is toxicity is medications, you know, because medications are there to just remove symptoms. They're not there to remove a disease or cure a disease. And you'll look on every medication, there's a number of side effects, and there's a number of side effects because they cause harm to the body in the long run. And again, it may give you some benefit initially, a few days, like reduce your blood pressure, because that's a symptom of what's causing that health, that high blood pressure to be high. We need to be looking a little bit deeper when we are treating a person for an illness. But in the long term, it's going to cause long-term damage, and therefore cause increasing aging, speed up in aging. Now, so in regards to deficiency, so what we need to be doing, okay, we need to be drinking spring water, okay? We need to be getting water from the original source, from Mother Nature, okay? The Mother Nature knows with the source that levitates from an aquifer underneath the surface of the earth. The only filter that knows how to filtrate water properly is the earth itself, okay? And all filtration processes that we have with our water supply, with our water, filtering our water, they try to mimic what the earth actually does. But they can, again, just like people making pharmaceutical drugs in a lab, they can't beat nature the way that nature does it with herbalism. You know, the same way the way we're filtrating our water, we can't do it like the earth. We need to go back to who does it best, and Mother Nature does it best. So instead of, you know, having to rely on medications for preventing illness, curing illness, we need to go to Mother Nature. We need to start consuming wild plants, which is our herbs. And wild plants are beneficial because they're not needing someone to water them, to look after them. They can protect themselves, wild plants, because they're being grown in soil that's highly mineralized, okay? And then when we consume those herbs, then all of a sudden we become highly mineralized and we become more vital as well. Our immune system gets stronger. Just like that, plant's immune system gets stronger. It has all these alkaloid compounds, which are quite bitter to taste. And funnily enough, within our food supply, we've removed all the bitterness out of our food because everybody wants sweet food. But the problem is the bitterness is what holds the medicine in it. So a lot of the conventional food that we're getting in our supermarket, all the medicine's been removed out of that food. All the alkaloid compounds, all the bitterness out of that food's been removed because we've been programmed to not like bitter in our food and to like sweet. And the problem with, you know, all these health problems have come about with us being addicted to sweet and sugar. And we need to get back to having some bitterness in our diet, which comes from herbalism. The superfood phenomenon with our food supply. Now, they're superfoods because they've been grown in highly mineralized soil. And a lot of these exotic places where they come from, where they haven't destroyed the top layer of soil, it's still highly mineralized, and they come from wild sources. Now, we can grow our own superfoods at home if we get into gardening and we know what we're putting into our soil, putting highly mineralized rock dust and seaweed and things that come from the ocean, because that's where all minerals come from. If we feed our plants and feed our soil, then we can grow our own superfoods, because all of a sudden those plants will become stronger. We consume those plants, then we become stronger. Also, another thing I need to say in regards to the food that we need to do, and what I see in a deficiency for the majority of people's diets, is we're not consuming enough fats. And because fats have been essentially bastardized in our food supply, this whole cholesterol myth. Now, cholesterol is a theory that was created to sell a medication. One of the main medications that they sell the most of is to reduce cholesterol. Statin drugs. They make billions out of it. Now, that hasn't increased our life expectancy, using that theory. We need to remove that theory because it hasn't worked. And cholesterol is not the core of what causes heart disease. Actually, people are suffering at the moment because they're not getting enough fats in their diet, enough saturated fats in particular, which actually have cholesterol in it. Cholesterol is a substance that actually increases longevity, and we need it because it creates hormones in our body, and our hormones are a big player in the way that we live for a long age. And all these epidemic of mental health disorders such as dementia, Alzheimer's, and so on, is because the brain is being starved of fat, because the brain is made up of fat. Okay, it's made up of omega-3 fats that we get from fish and we get from the sea, but we need saturated fats as well. Now, saturated fats allow us to absorb vitamin D, to make vitamin D, make all our sexual hormones, which are also lifelong generating hormones, longevity hormones. Okay. Like when women go through menopause and men have to go through andropause, when men, their testosterone just absolutely depletes, and for women, progesterone depletes and they become estrogen dominant, all of a sudden, around that 60 years of age, health problems start to occur. Okay, people get a higher epidemic of cancer, higher epidemic of heart disease and all these things. And they just put it down to, oh, we're just like an old car. You know, we break down because we're older. We're getting by aging. But the thing is, nutrigenomics and epigenetics have shown that it's not just all about genetics. It's what we're doing, what we're consuming, the thoughts that we're thinking. Our lifestyle choices are turning on that genetic switch or turning it off, turning aging off or turning aging on. And this replication process, speeding it up or slowing it down. We have the control to do it. We just need to know the right knowledge, and we need to evade all the booby traps in regards to business and, you know, selling products just because they want to sell them, whether that's a medication, whether that's a type of water, whether that's a type of food source, all these things. And we need to be aware of it. Also, another toxicity is the media, and knowing the right media sources and the right people to listen to, the people that you know that are living their life's path themselves and are walking the talk. Follow those people, the people that are actually not aging, they're getting stronger as they get older, that they're achieving more. We need to be following these people because we must remember that our subconscious mind is like our autopilot, and Even the ads on TV, we're taking that in our subconscious, and that's going to affect down the line the decision making that we make. For, you know, that first few years of a children's life, the amount of information they're absorbing, they need to be aware of what information they need to be getting it from, the sources. Yes, Michael.
Chris, we're right about out of time.
Oh yeah, no problems. I'll just do a quick. Okay. Now, Truly Holistic, my website is trulyholistic.net, and we can book an appointment to do an energy session as well as lifestyle advice and nutritional consultancy. our session for $60, which is very cheap. It's about $43. And you can also go to my YouTube account or Facebook under Truly Holistic. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Chris. This show will end now. Please click on to the next show. Thank you.